T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dennis, you said that you have argued in front of Justice Ginsburg before. She's coming in to UB on Monday. Can you talk about what that experience was like and what parts of that strike you about that experience in general and from her specifically?
Well, I had the great honor as the Attorney General of New York State to be able to argue a case before the United States Supreme Court in January of 1997. A lot of lawyers who are litigators, most lawyers who are litigators, often think about the possibility of arguing a case before the Supreme Court. Very few actually get that opportunity, so I was lucky to have that chance. The case was a high-profile case in those days. Was the physician-assisted suicide case, or the so-called right-to-die case. And it came at a time in 1997, just 5 years after an important decision regarding reproductive rights, where in 1992 prognosticators thought maybe the court was going to alter or overturn Roe v. Wade. So the heavy-duty litigation around Roe v. Wade was still very prominent before the Supreme Court, and we had, you know, similar issues, similar legal issues in this case. So as we went into strategizing about the argument, we looked at the court and said, well, you know, we have to really present our case to, the five judges that are typically aligned: Rehnquist, O'Connor, Scalia, Kennedy, and Justice Thomas. One of the earliest questions that I received that day, I think it was the first question that I received before I was 30 seconds into my argument, was from Justice Ginsburg. And she was very demure in her presentation, but very, direct in the information that she was looking for. The case proceeded, and frankly, as the case proceeded, I thought that the argument that I was getting the better of the argument over my opponent, who at the time was Professor Lawrence Tribe. As it turns out, we were talking to, as we were making our argument, we were talking to Justice O'Connor, because we saw her as a potential swing vote. But at the end of the day, it was really Justice Ginsburg and Justice Breyer, I think, who helped lead the charge to a unanimous judgment in favor of the state of New York. So it was a wonderful experience. I thought that she was very active on the bench. She was very engaged in the issue and asked poignant questions to both me and my opponent. And I think it, by virtue of some of the questions that she asked, she helped frame the outcome of the decision.
Yeah, talk about the opportunity that people from the community who are going to see her speak and interact with her on Monday. Talk about her as a legal mind and kind of a pioneer as a woman in the legal profession.
I think that this is a great honor and distinction for the University of Buffalo Law School. I'm so proud as a University of Buffalo law grad and active now in the Trial Advocacy Institute. I'm so proud that my alma mater was able to land a Supreme Court justice, and a Supreme Court justice with, the career and background that Justice Ginsburg brings to the table. So not only is this, it's a great feather in the cap for University of Buffalo Law School, but it says a lot about the Buffalo legal community. And at the end of the day, it also says an awful lot about, the broader community here in Buffalo. There's only 9 justices on the Supreme Court. Not every lawyer, not every city, not every law school has the opportunity to witness firsthand, a presentation by a sitting Supreme Court justice. So this is really a unique and special event, in my estimation, for the legal community and the broader community and certainly the law school here in Buffalo.
And last question, she's kind of like a hero amongst people on the left who find themselves on the more progressive side of the aisle. Can you talk about what strikes you most about her career and some of her notable achievements, if you will?
Well, look at it. I mean, she's a champion, at least perceived as a champion for left to center thinking in this country. But, you know, I recently saw an article where she was talking about her relationship with Justice Scalia. And I think, you know, while they sat only two or three chairs away from one another at the time that I had my argument, you knew that all nine of those justices had a level of respect for one another. And I think, you know, notwithstanding the public's perception of their politics or of their philosophy, their judicial philosophy, I think that they all respect one another. And Justice Ginsburg, I think, deserves an awful lot of credit for what she has accomplished in an incredibly distinguished career. And I think that, you know, because, you know, we think in sound bites too much in this day and age, you know, frankly, I'm not so sure that she is as, you know, left of center as most people might suggest that she is, nor do I think that she's, you know, I think that she's more in the middle of the road than people give her credit for. She's been a great champion for women's issues. She's been a great champion for legal issues and legal causes. And I think that she's done a great job in the Supreme Court.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.